under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome into this absolutely terrific Tuesday, January 9th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. All systems are a go. Everything is pre-tripped, ready to roll down the road. We greatly appreciate our engineers, Dale Reynolds and Devin Lawrence, Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. All the systems are up and running. 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Both websites, the website for this show, yourdefendingfathers.com, and the radio station, the call letters, WCHY, were constant hits of yesteryear. WCHY.us is the website for the radio station. We've got stream players there. Of course, the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, repeats today's live show, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, every 3 hours. So if you miss the first hour from 9 to 10, it repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, and 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then we'll repeat again tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. And then we're back here live. Now, that's on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, which also has podcasts. Podcasts are being uploaded and backed up on a different server. That's something that Jonathan Deek, the computer geek, set up for us. We will never be hacked. We will never lose our podcasts going forward. So greatly appreciate him doing that. And then, of course, the two phone apps. Now, I mentioned the website. I forgot to say about the podcast. Listen on demand. A lot of people text me and say, man, I can't always, you know, listen to your show 9 to noon, Monday through Friday live. No problem. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. Every half hour is there. If you want to listen to the entire show, just scroll down 6 to hour 1, segment 1. Hour 1, segment 2, hour 2, hour 3. You got all 6 half-hour podcasts right there. Listen on demand. There's no reason to miss a show. So greatly appreciate you guys sharing that information with everybody. Wanted to get that out of the gate first thing this morning. Well, so far, total crickets from the RNC here as to what's going on in the Michigan Republican Party. Ronald Romney McDaniel not coming out with even a press release or a statement about the unsanctioned, in my opinion, totally illegal meeting that took place this past Saturday down in Commerce Township. honestly, all of those people involved, let's see if they show up Saturday in Houghton Lake at the real sanctioned state committee meeting, the special state committee meeting. Let's see if they show up there. Vicky and I will be in attendance. We'll be watching and seeing everything that's going on, and we will report back to you on Monday. The snow is starting outside the studio here in Antrim County, not too far from Lake Michigan. The snow is very lightly starting to come down. If you haven't gotten your all-season tires or your snow tires yet, get on over to Royal Tire in Petoskey today. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Welcome back into the show, second segment of hour number one. Barbara Agerman texting me this morning, asked if the sanctioned Michigan GOP special meeting is in Houghton Lake. Yes, Houghton Lake starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. If you'd like Just say please, and I will send you the link to – no, actually, I'll send you the email itself. That's got all the agenda and all the items in there. So greatly appreciate it. One thing that I think is going to happen is I think a lot of grassroots people that aren't necessarily state committee members are going to show up on Saturday. I've spoken to quite a few county chairs and made them aware of the fact that they are ex-officio members of every single committee of the party, including state committee. The only problem, of course, is the size of the venue. How big is the room? How many chairs do they have? How many people physically can they actually get into this location? I'm not sure. But county chairs can attend any meeting they want. It doesn't necessarily guarantee them the ability to speak unless recognized by the chair. And they definitely cannot vote. That's in the bylaws. There's 107 voting members of the state committee. Now, one thing that can happen, if I understand the rules correctly, district people can assign proxies to quote-unquote member Republicans of the state party to be voting proxies for individuals on the state committee that don't show up. Now, that's going to be interesting because, of course, Bree Mogenberg, she's not going to show up. She thinks they've canceled the meeting simply because Melinda Pago said so. They canceled the meeting for this Saturday. It's over. No, actually, Bree, Melinda, it's not over. This is the sanctioned state committee meeting. This will be happening. This will take place. The question is, will those 37-some people show up? The ones that actually showed up in Commerce Township last Saturday, are they going to show up this Saturday in Houghton Lake? So if you are a county chair or you know somebody who is, or a long-time, long-standing Republican, just text me the word please with your email address, and I'll forward you the email right after the show today. We'll be able to send you the information. You'll have the agenda. You'll have the proxy form. You'll have the time, date, location, 10 o'clock this Saturday down in Houghton Lake. As a matter of fact, let me see. I think I have it right here. Yes, I do. Cool. Let me pull it up. This came from our longtime loyal listener, good friend of the show, Nikki Kuntz. She's a county commissioner, also a state committee member. She is Manistee County Commissioner. She also sits on the Manistee County Republican Executive Committee, and she's a state committee woman for District 2. This came out 10:45 a.m. on Saturday, January 6th, last Saturday. State committee members, we look forward to our special state committee meeting on Saturday, January 13th at 10 a.m. We will be meeting at the Northern Michigan Banquet and Event Center, 4 Stone School Road. Barb, there's the address for you. 4 Stone School Road, Houghton Lake, Michigan, 48629. A proxy form is attached for those unable to attend. Your proxy must be a registered voter residing in your same congressional district. Please scan and email your proxy back to secretary@migop.org. If you have not updated your conflict of interest form, please complete and return to the check-in table at the meeting, or you can, again, email it to the secretary. If a line is not applicable, please fill in with an N/A. The form is attached. As a reminder, the Michigan GOP's guest policy for state committee meetings welcomes members to bring one delegate as a guest. To ensure an expedient check-in process, the Michigan GOP requires pre-registration. If you intend to bring a delegate guest, please email the name of your guest to secretary@migop.org no later than 5 p.m. Friday, January 12th. 5 p.m. this Friday, January 12th. That's if you actually want to register a guest with you if you're a state committee member. But honestly, I think they're going to have a ton of grassroots people show up who want to support Christina Caramo, Dan Hartman, the attorney, and basically put this issue to bed once and for all about what took place this past Saturday. Pretty interesting. The call to remove Christina and Dan Hartman and others, not even on the agenda. Not going to be even recognized, discussed, or brought up at this meeting, this sanctioned meeting of the Michigan GOP this Saturday. Now, yesterday, the attorney for the Republican Party, Dan Hartman, who these rogue state committee members felt that they fired on Saturday, as well as Christina Caramo, the chair, he issued a letter. I'm going to read it to you. January 8, 2024. Good morning. Today's date is Monday, January 8, 2024. I, Dan Hartman, are still the general counsel for the Michigan Republican Party. I'm speaking to you today in a voice memo to discuss two issues with you. The first issue is that Melinda Pago has asserted that she's acting chairman of the Republican Party. I personally don't care if she declares herself the Queen of England. This has no force or effect on anything. She has issued letters to many, many members of the administrative staff informing them that they are fired to cease and desist and to save records. Well, these letters can be disregarded because Melinda does not have the authority to issue such edicts. The second reason that I'm discussing things with you is to have a conversation regarding some people who have sent emails or inquired as to whether or not my presence at this meeting on January 6th somehow renders it to be a lawful meeting. Frankly, that is crazy. I also went to church yesterday on Sunday. That did not make church services a Michigan Republican GOP meeting. My presence does not create nor constitute official business or recognize it as a sanctioned meeting. In fact, my presence at the meeting was there to become aware of the people attending the meeting who are affiliated with the Republican Party, but it was not a state committee meeting. was to not only express the fact that it was illegally called and was, in fact, an illegal meeting based on lies and falsehoods, but for me to be able to also tell them that Christina Caramo, had they chosen to listen, I was there to defend her record. Unfortunately, those chose not to do so, and as a result, they took a vote. Yes, I participated in the vote, not because it was an official act of the party, but because I felt it was a poll of the people that were present in the room. And because of my presence there, they chose to mark me down as being one of the 45 state committee members of the 107 people in attendance. I wanted to be on the record that I had opposed what they were attempting to do. I chose to participate in the meeting. Even though it was not a legal meeting, I was there to voice my objections and to, within the parameters in an orderly fashion, conduct myself at their meeting. Tell them that what they're doing is wrong, illegal, and a farce. Finally, I want to just address a couple of other things. This is, again, Dan Hartman, the Michigan Republican Party's general counsel, issued letter from yesterday. It is extremely important that no matter what messaging you hear or court documents that may circulate, whatever else happens, each and every member of the state committee and every delegate that is concerned appears at the lawfully called meeting on January 13th. This is an intra-party matter. The courts do not have the authority under the Hymenaeus Doctrine to determine the outcome of what's going to go on in our state party. So basically, the attorney is saying the courts are not going to be able to render any opinion on this matter. Every delegate, every county member, every district member, and every state committee member needs to assert your authority, come together at this next meeting on Saturday, January 13th in Houghton Lake. The majority of the people present wish to recognize the meeting as official and to repudiate the meeting that was held on January 6th as unofficial. We will then at that time resolve this matter. So once again, I thank you and I continue to keep you posted. One last comment. I know with artificial intelligence, it's possible to have somebody impersonate a voice or a vote. I apologize. And if somebody issues a decree or you hear people talking or see a letter purporting to be a signature, do not believe it. Christina Caramo is still in the fight for you, and she will be until lawfully convened state committee meeting makes otherwise such a determination. 37% does not constitute a supermajority. Their attempt to steal the party is not valid. Thank you. God bless. Dan Hartman, Michigan GOP General Counsel. That's a wrap on that story. Bomb the Hour News. We'll be right back.